What I said at the opening plenary, the welcome plenary, as you remember, as you were there, there was a roll call of members, and when it came to the name of the clerical representative for the problems of the Church of Uganda, I said the status of the clerical representative of the problems of the Church of Uganda has been subject to challenge, and the Joint Standing Committee is not satisfied as to his qualification. Okay, that's what I said at that time. Let me put some background to it. The matter came to light at the Joint Standing Committee meeting, which took place in the days before. Normally we have a Joint Standing Committee for several days before the ACC meets, and it's a three-day meeting and so on. Part of that is a review of the agenda and all the usual sort of things that happen in those cases. And part of that was a review of the list of representatives, the press accreditation, and other people who are participating in the conference. The Reverend Philip Ashe had applied for press accreditation to the ACC, and in that press accreditation he described himself as the chief operating officer of the American Anglican Council. And he gave his address, the address was in Atlanta, Georgia, in the USA. Subsequently, he was nominated by the primate of the Church of Uganda as a clerical representative for that church to the ACC, and we received that letter dated the 23rd of April, 2009. The matter was discussed, and the Joint Standing Committee sought clarification from Archbishop Arombi as to exactly what status this person was applying for. And in a letter dated the 30th of April, the Joint Standing Committee stated, "We understand that the Reverend Philip Ashe's relationship with the Church of the Province of Uganda is as a result of a cross-provincial intervention, and note that such interventions are contrary to the Windsor Report and other reports accepted by successive meetings of the Instruments of Communion, including Primate meetings which you have attended." The letter then, that's just a quote from the letter, the main part of the letter. Okay. Maybe I should put the final bit of background to it, is the Instruments of Communion have in different ways, each of them has in different ways has stated that Anglicans should not exercise ministry in another jurisdiction without the permission of the bishop in that place. That's meant that interventions which have recently developed in North America have never been recognized by the Instruments of Communion. The Joint Standing Committee therefore felt that it was not possible to recognize an American priest resident and ministering in the United States as a duly qualified representative of an African province.
Questions?
Yes. One of the issues that's been raised earlier today about this is the constitutional authority of the Joint Standing Committee to rule on representatives' qualifications. Can you speak to that issue?
We are sure that the Joint Standing Committee has that authority.
Follow up? Could you say something about where that authority lies?
It's based on legal advice, so I just take legal advice when I get that sort of an opinion. But I understand it is if they did not have that authority, what other body would? There has to be a body that does, and it's quite common for the Standing Committee of bodies to have that sort of power, unless there's another body that has it.
Okay, thank you.
That was the advice I got.
Chris first.
In ACC 11 at Dundee, Bishop Mark Dyer, the retired Bishop of Bethlehem, was the A representative for TUC, and at that point was a retired bishop and had in fact retired 4 years earlier. His status was questioned, and your predecessor said that it was up to each individual church to identify its members
right.
to assure themselves of their qualifications. Seems to have been a change of policy, therefore, between Bishop Dyer's membership and...
Obviously, I wasn't there, and I don't know, and I really can't defend what my predecessor said. The phrase qualified is used in the Constitution, and the question was, what defines qualified, and was the Joint Standing Committee authorized to rule on that question, and they did.
Robert?
Yeah.
So can I clarify that the Constitution itself says that the Joint Standing Committee will adjudicate?
No, it doesn't say that. It does refer to qualified, a representative being qualified.
But it doesn't give criteria for what those qualifications
are? No, it doesn't.
Consistent?
No, it doesn't. There are certain obvious ones. You know, if you're not a cleric or you're not a bishop and those sort of things, I think, would be obvious. But I don't think there's no statement of what qualification is in the Constitution.
We'll go to Tess.
Yeah. Have you received any response from Archbishop Olombi? And also, are they sending someone else?
I haven't received a response from Archbishop. There was quite a bit of correspondence about this, so I have had a number of responses at various stages, quickly by Archbishop Arambe. But to that particular letter, no, I didn't. I personally did not. I think the Archbishop did. But the Archbishop of Canterbury did, and that's a matter for him. I don't read his correspondence.
Do you
want to
ask a question?
Yeah. I was just looking at your constitution of the ACC, mm-hmm. and it refers to the individual provinces as the bodies that appoint their people. So can you clarify again?
Later on, I think, same thing, section E, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Qualified representative? Is it E?
Yeah, but it refers to the schedule of membership. The schedule of membership... in the schedule of membership, it allocates three candidates.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just a little fuzzy. Can you help me understand how the Joint Standing Committee has the power to deny a province their voice?
They haven't denied the province its voice.
The voice
they
chose.
They've questioned whether someone from the United States, ministering in the United States, can represent an African province. That's what they've done, I think. Could you read that to me? Because I don't have it in front of me, but I read it before. Read that
paragraph. The whole section.
No, E. I mean, just I think it's E.
Yeah, but there's other sections that apply to it.
Okay, we'll read what you want. I just don't have the Constitution in front of me.
I guess my question is, you already have your reasoning. Can you help us understand better what legal reasonings you have, what authority you have to do this?
The Joint Standing Committee has judged that that person is, it is the opinion of the Joint Standing Committee that person is not a qualified representative.
But you still haven't said what the reasonings, what's their authority to do that?
That they have the right to adjudicate on that question, because qualified is mentioned in the Constitution, isn't it?
Okay, so the word qualified is, what does it?
They've said, I mean, I think they've explained it actually. We understand that the Reverend Philip Ashley's relationship with the Church of the Province of Uganda is as a result of cross-provincial intervention, and note that such interventions are contrary to the Windsor Report and other reports accepted by successive meetings of the Instruments of Communion, including primate meetings that you've attended. Is that right?
Yeah, just one more thing here.
Mary Frances?
Yeah, I want to continue in this for just a minute, because now I feel I've gone a bit around it in a circle. In response to my question earlier, I just want to be clear. You're saying that because there's no expressed authority in the Constitution for who adjudicates the question of qualification, you've been given legal advice that it's the Joint Standing Committee that can rule on qualification.
No, that's not quite what I said. And incidentally, I'm trying to interpret what the Joint Standing Committee was trying to say. Okay. What I think I said was that there is, who is qualified, who is authorized to adjudicate a question for qualification? I think it was what your question was.
Yes.
And I said that is not stated in the Constitution.
Okay.
And in the absence of that statement, the Joint Standing Committee has that right. That's the legal advice I've received.
Clearly, if Archbishop Arambe is involved in this, then surely the Archbishop of Canterbury must be also involved. Are they having conversations? Can we know what is going on between those two?
Over
this issue of Mr. Ashley not being seated.
I understand the Archbishop of Uganda wrote to the Archbishop of Canterbury, but I don't receive the Archbishop's correspondence. In fairness, I never do. I mean, not on any other issues either.
Okay. Robert?
As far as the reasoning for is cross-border intervention status violating the Windsor Report, as I understand it, the Windsor Continuation Report, that group's report, said that same-sex blessings were, in some part, continuing in the Anglican Church of Canada and the Episcopal Church in the United States. And also,
they said actually that by and large that moratorium is holding, but there are some instances where it is not happening. Yeah.
Right. So it's not the same as holding. It's for the most part holding. But
yeah,
then also,
right.
Dar es Salaam, the communique also requested that the litigation against individual parishes cease.
Yeah.
And that has not happened. So in light of that, how is it that the delegates from the Episcopal Church and the Anglican Church of Canada are still being allowed to come to this meeting when clearly their individual provinces are not in compliance with the Windsor Report for the Dar es Salaam community?
But neither are the cross-boundary interventions happening, and that's also said in the Windsor Continuation Group report.
Right. So,
and yet the provinces involved with those, we've still allowed their membership to come, haven't we?
Right, so, but why have you not allowed one to come and allowed the other?
No, we are not talking about whether the province is entitled to appoint people to the ACC. We haven't excluded that possibility at all. What we've said, that the particular person named, because that person's status is a person ministering in a country where he does not have the permission of the local bishop to minister, that person is not a qualified person to represent an African province, since he lives and works in the US.
Thank you.
That's what we say, which is not the same.
Thank you. We appreciate your taking the time again and the clarifications offered.